Our guest today is Alicia Niteki, a professor of English at Bentley College in Boston and the author and translator of a number of books about Eastern Europe and the Holocaust, including the recently published We Were in Auschwitz. She's the great-niece of the Polish-English novelist Joseph Conrad. The book that mattered to her most in childhood was Frances Hodgson Burnett's The Secret Garden.
Well, I read the book when I was about 8 or 9 years old, just before my parents moved to work on an English estate in a very small English village called Godby Marwood in Leicestershire. And I was a displaced, my family was, I suppose, could be called displaced people. We had been in Germany, France, and then in a variety of places in England until we came to Godby. And I identified both myself with Mary in the Secret Garden, but also the entire sociology that that book talks about, the estate, the stately home, the servants, the natural world, all of this I recognized in the village of Godby Marwood. And it in a way, the book explained the village, and the village helped me to understand the book. So her relationships with the servants, her isolation, because I had only really known English, I'd only spoken English fluently probably for about 3 years. And I didn't understand the world that I had come to, and the book helped me to understand what this house that my parents were working as butler and cook in was about. The book also, I think, evokes an England that at the time that I was living there, it was an England that was fading, and that the particular house that we lived in had once been as peopled as Mary's uncle's house in the Secret Garden. I think that it depicts a world in which children make their own way. And I think that that's part of its appeal. Certainly for me, that was part of its appeal. And again, it's the connection with nature is what is the healing thing. And I think for me also, it was living in that village was a healing thing in a similar way.